QST, QST, QST. And this is Lynn, WA6KLK.
We don't need that one on.
WA6KLK, Redwood Valley for the Tuesday TechNet. Tuesday TechNet is a place to ask your radio questions. We'll give you an answer, try to give you an answer, get somebody else to get you an answer, or try to get you pointed into the direction where you can find it. I work with asking for questions, asking for comments, in case somebody else has other ideas, and hopefully they do, because I sure don't know it all, know very little of it. And we ask for general check-ins. Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. Let me drop it here. And we're going to start a series next week on a bunch of stuff dealing with amateur radio and computers and other information. And that's going to be led by Bill, Kilo Mike 6, Whiskey Yankee Echo, KM6WYE, Bill. He's quite knowledgeable on this stuff. We'll be open to all kinds of questions, plus any of the regular questions. And we hope to generate some interest. We got some rain coming in, maybe a couple of inches on Friday, so do be aware, the weekend might be pretty good with weather. So, before I go much further here, who do we have for check-ins tonight? Looking for check-ins for the Tuesday TechNet? Nobody out there for the Tuesday TechNet, WA6KLK?
Well, I guess maybe we started a little bit early, but I'm still here, KM6WYE.
I didn't think we started early. It's 7 o'clock, isn't it?
Oh, it is. People are, maybe some people are still catching up, but I don't know. It is now 7 p.m., so yeah. Good to hear from you, Lynn. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, Bill, and we'll get around to you more in a little bit. We'll go through some of the other stuff and maybe let a few people get in here. Oh, by the way, your backordered part should be here in a couple, 3 days.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
I'll let you know when they're in. Anyway, questions, comments, check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
JK6PZA.
Good evening, Rick. KK6PZA. Good to hear you on board, sir.
Roger, Roger. I'm here. Thanks for Lynn, and thanks for Bill, and thanks for the net.
I also got KK6VLV Solon here in the shack tonight. Questions, comments, check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
Kilo Juliet 6, Zulu Victor Sierra, just checking in, Lynn.
Thank you, Joyce. Mr. Don?
I'm here, Lynn, KJ6CVR. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the net tonight. Might learn something with the questions coming in. You said when you were down here, you told me about. I'm kind of excited about how it's going to turn out, KJ6CVR.
Now, well, we have Bill on board, so we'll get to him in a little bit, and we'll interview him and go into some stuff, and then next week will be the big time, but we'll give you a lead up to it anyway of some very interesting subjects coming up that Bill will lead you through. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
KJ6BHV.
Okay, was that you, Lewis? It was a little broken.
Yes, it is.
Are you out working overtime tonight?
Not just getting out late. Just driving by the Red Schoolhouse right now.
Okay, yeah, a little shaky, but you're there. KJ6 Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile. All right, I know there's a lot of people in class tonight, too. Good to have you aboard. Questions, comments, check-ins, 2C TechNet. If I can get about three or four more, then we'll move it along a little bit quicker.
Hey, 6XK with a question.
AI6XK with a question. Go ahead, sir.
So I've been reading this article about building a collinear with half wavelength links of coax that you switch, you know, the center conductor and the shield back and forth along the length of the antenna, and then putting this all. Measuring the length of each element according to, the typical formula times the velocity factor, and then sticking that in PVC, but they don't mention about the velocity factor of the PVC, and I'm kind of confused about that, because in another article they do, but in this one they don't, so I'm...
Well, you got to kind of watch the PVC. Some folks will only use thin wall. Some folks will use thick wall. And it can be a little bit touchy one way or the other, or you may not notice any difference. I would almost have to say build it, get it tuned up outside of, and then put it inside and see what it does to your SWRs, to which one you kind of want to use. If it doesn't really have any effect on the SWR, I don't think it would really bother anything else.
Well, I understand that. I think it substantially changes the virtual length of the antenna. That's the only thing I'm really worried about, because if I got 16 of those things all soldered together and I got to change the length of all of them, that could be a lot of rework.
Yeah, considering it might be a quarter of an inch or something on each one of them or whatever. I really do not have an answer for you. Other than perhaps saying if it's a copy of an article somebody wrote into one of the magazines, email them and see what they have to say.
I'm going to do that. I mean, the person who wrote two articles, one about what they called a 5/4 antenna, which was basically kind of a roundabout way of creating a J-pole, sort of, which they did take note of with the change in length inside the PVC, and I don't really understand why they didn't do the same on the collinear article, but I'll see if I can write the email the person or something and see what they say.
Yeah, I don't really have any idea for you. I can see where it could make a change, and that's a lot of pieces to solder together. Been there, done that. At one point, many years ago. Yeah, and check back with us and let us know. Meantime, stick around this evening. We'll have some interesting information coming up for you. Has anybody got a comment for XK?
KK6PZA, a question as to bands that you're working with, that frequencies?
Something originally designed for 440, but I'm going to try and make it for 2 meters, and just changing the length according to the length dependent on the frequency. That formula times the velocity factor. Does that help your question?
Yes, very much. I was curious as to, 6 meters or but I hear 2 meters, and I wonder maybe could you just build one out of 4 pieces and see how that performs and get an indication for the PVC impact?
Thought about that, and I might end up doing that if I don't get any further information. I don't think that the length is going to change for each element by having more of them inside the PVC, so at least it shouldn't change very much. So I might end up trying that. I mean, at least if I have to change the length of 4 of them, that's not too bad. I could just solder them really, real quickie style, and then if I need to change the length, that wouldn't be too much of a problem. But that is the only thing that I could think of that might help me solve the length problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that was where my mind was going. Well, thanks for coming back. Thanks for taking my question. This is KK6PZA.
AI6XK, back to Nick Control.
Hi, thank you, Bruce. Questions, comments, check-ins, WA6KLK, 2C TechNet.
KM6SHY.
Hi, KM6SHY, Eric?
That's me. Not much going on here, Lynn. A little dodging of raindrops and occasionally running out and doing something. But other than that, thank you for doing the net.
Hey, we'll have some interesting stuff coming up in a few moments, so stick around. Get another one or two here in the log. Questions, comments, check-ins, WA6KLK, 2C TechNet.
WA6JVK, Redwood Valley. Howdy, Lan.
Howdy, Alan. Glad to have you on board. You got a question in there tonight?
Oh, just feeling good about getting an abandoned 4,000-watt generator on my property running. Fired that thing up, started on the first pull after tenderly taking it apart and putting it back together.
Oh, good for you. Maybe you can bring one of that diesel switcher down and use it to run the generator with, too?
You mean big power, huh? Okay, well, I'm looking for a generator to fit that thing. That would be fun.
Yeah, make your own railroad in. All right, we'll look for another one here. Questions, comments, general check-ins, 2C TechNet.
KM6OTF, no questions, just checking in. Thanks for hosting the net.
Okay, O, T, N, and F. I got to look back through the papers. I keep forgetting some of these. That's Marshall in Ukiah. Glad to have you here, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for hosting the net.
Okay, one more and we'll be at 12, and then we'll definitely go to Bill. Okay, well, we'll change format here just a little bit. This is Len, WA6KLK. I'd like to introduce you all to the new co-host of the 2C TechNet. That would be Bill, Kilo Mike 6 Whiskey Yankee Echo, presently out of Tonkai Canyon. Bill has come up with some ideas that he approached me about for the TechNet, and I looked at them, talked about them, and agreed that they were very, very good ideas. And Bill has graciously agreed to be the co-host. I'll continue to be your main monitor, moderator. But he'll be moderating these subjects as we go along starting next week. Break. These subjects will also be recorded. The entire TechNet will be recorded, and we will be putting it up someplace on the internet. There will be a link to it from the W6MMM.club webpage, and also from the Facebook page. Joyce has graciously agreed to add links to it, and then we'll keep adding these talks into the file as we come along. They'll each one probably be as much as 45 or 50 minutes to cover the whole net. And it will be audio, repeat, audio only, and no visual. But it will give you a chance if you miss or want to go back and listen to something, what have you. And during all of this time, there will be breaks as normal to let the repeater drop, but it will also give you time to come in with a question or something for Bill, or if you have a comment or something that will be coming along. So first, Bill, KM6WIE, give us a little information about yourself, when you were first licensed, what you got, and a little bit on what you're planning to do and the subjects. Take your time. We got plenty of time.
Well, thanks, Len and the net. This is KM6WIE. I'm a new ham, pretty much. I got my tech license in November, and in March I got my general. And since then, it's just been a lot of fun playing with the HF. And before that, I kind of got into SDR stuff about 10 years ago. And I've been kind of a lurker because I didn't have the ability to transmit. So I did a lot of band scanning and decoding of digital messages. And, it was a lot of fun. A lot of listening to various things around the frequencies. And, it just made sense to get my license. So I really appreciate you having me on the show and being able to get some of the knowledge I have learned over the years out. I would love to share some of this stuff, and I think it's going to be a great platform to do it. So thanks again, Len, and back to you.
Okay, Bill. Bill's a young fella, too. And a lot of smarts here. Tell us about a few of your ideas of what you would like to talk about, and I know why, because you're very, very enthusiastic about it and ham radio, but I know that you have seven or eight topics lined up, and we will probably take one topic per night so that we can cover into it pretty well. But kind of give us a little rundown about the topics Bill.
Okay, no problem. Well, I was thinking that it might be fun to go over what the web SDR is and how it can be very useful in radio operation, as well as satellites and how to interact with them as a ham radio operator and all of the various things you can do with the various satellites that are in orbit. That would be kind of like an episode idea that we were thinking about rolling with. And some other ideas we were going to hopefully touch on are SDR installation and use, different models and what they do, the viewing bandwidth and all that kind of stuff. Another one might be about packet radio, APRS, and a lot of people don't really know too much about that, but it's kind of a fun subject, and it's not necessarily all about, giving your location out, so we can kind of touch subject on that, and maybe go into some SSTV and fast scan TV and kind of find out what those are all about, and how to use images to interact with other people across the country and across the world. Also, maybe touch on some of the new digital modes like Echolink, IRLP, All-Star, D-Star, DMR, etc. There's more, I'm sure. But, so there's lots of stuff to touch on. I'm sure we can come up with more, and we encourage anyone out there to come back with us with ideas, and we'll go into it. So, break, and back to you.
Has anybody got any questions for Bill at this time, or comments, or maybe something you'd like to have added to the list?
A fairly brief question. I might not take too much time.
Go ahead, Bruce.
my question is, I know APRS is on 144.390, and there is also a digipeter on the International Space Station that's on a different frequency. My question is regarding, except for the different frequency that they're on, is there any major difference between APRS on the common frequency and on the International Space Station? Hopefully that makes sense. This is AI6XK.
Well, actually, there is one difference there. The path needs to change. It's probably set to wide 2-1, I believe. I think it needs to be changed to ARISS, comma, wide 2-1. And that's the APRS digipath. It's probably set in whatever software you're using or whatever radio you're using. And I think at that point, it'll digipete your APRS packet.
Thank you for that. Much appreciated. AI6XK.
My pleasure. No problem. Back to net control.
On anything, I mean, we're going to go into detail more of this each week on a subject each week. You'll have lots of times for questions there, but we'll take any questions on it tonight. Or if you have a comment about something you would like to maybe see added in. This is, you know, some of the newer stuff. I'm not up on all this digi stuff and the computer stuff related with radio. You know, you've been listening to a guy on TechNet here for a while that talks about, when we were using the spark gaps and what have you, this is what we use for antennas, etc., so forth and so on. We're jumping up into a much more modern type situation that Bill so really said that he'd like to do. So, but there's many other things that if you have an idea of something you would like discussed out here on TechNet, you got to let us know on the air or via email or something like that so that we can add it into the list, do a little research, add it into the list or something and put it into a slot sometime. We will try to let you know a week or two in advance what the subjects are going to be for the next week or two, and then we'll keep adding into them. Like I say, they are all going to be recorded so that you'll be able to go back at any time and get them. It's taking us a little while to set this up, but hopefully we'll have a lot of it set up by next week. That's why I'm saying we're going to really hold to next week to go into the first discussion. So, questions or comments or general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet?
Yes.
Quick on the trigger, comment?
KM6SHY, Bill, I'm supposing these different modalities presuppose the use of the PC platform, not Mac, KM6SHY.
No, I do believe that most of the software has a Mac version. However, most of the mobile stuff that we will be talking about in the future is based in Android, and I'm not sure about the iPhone version, but I do believe that FLDigi and MultiPSK and a lot of other things have Mac versions.
KM6SHY, back to net or back to Bill.
Comment?
Go ahead, Rick.
Bill, perhaps, without a doubt, it would be good to let us know, especially in advance, of any software that we might be able to download at no charge, because if I'm not mistaken, you're mostly, if not exclusively, using free software, and some of us could perhaps have it on our PC ready to go.
Rick, well, that is a really great idea, actually, and, well, I don't know if anybody or everybody has a pencil ready or a notepad of some sort ready, but I could give the first couple things we're going to broach the subject on next week. Well, we're going to talk about Slow Scan TV a little bit because it has something to do with satellites and the ISS. So MMSTV is a great piece of software to decode and encode slow scan television. Break.
You folks are going to be needing pencils and papers over the next few weeks because there will be some information given that you'll either have to go back or find an article on, but if you got a pencil and paper, you'd be able to write down frequencies and other stuff. Continue, Bill.
And there will be a test.
Yes, very good. A pop quiz for everybody. And, well, you know, I think that would be a good one to start. Let's see, going through the notes here. Oh, yeah, well, Ham Radio Deluxe, that's another piece of software I definitely recommend for anybody who has a radio that can, and an interface. You have to be able to connect it to your computer in some way, through the whatever port it may have. And we can go into that later. More depth, but yeah, that's a pretty good one. And there's an app for the phone. It's an iPhone and an Android app. It's called Heavens Above. We're going to be using that to track the satellites and to see what's overhead in real time. So go ahead and download that. It's free. And back to net control.
Okay. Once again, pencils and papers probably would be good during our next few tech nets. Anybody else? Questions, comments, check-ins to CheckNet?
A repeat on that info. This is AI6XK.
Bill?
Yeah, no problem. The two pieces of software for the PC or Mac, I believe, Ham Radio Deluxe is a really great software. You can use it to decode and encode stuff from your radio. You can also use it to control your radio. And you can use it to adjust for Doppler correction when satellites are flying over. So it's a pretty useful piece of software. And I think there's a free version. I mean, there is a free version. I use it. So pretty sure it's still out there. And another one, the one for the phone, is called Heavens Above. You can find it in the Play Store or the Apple Store, and MMSTV. That's the slow scan television decode and encode software that I recommend.
AI6XK.
NX6DX in and out.
Evening, John. NX6DX up there in the high hills for trails. Okay, take it. You got to run tonight, huh?
Well, I've got another net I got to hop on to. It's getting about that time where it's kind of one after the other.
Oh, Sonoma Mendocino emergency net, huh?
That would be affirmative for those of you who have HF capability. You want to get on 3928. Larry, what's his call? Oh, my. He's up in Fortuna, is going to be calling the net tonight.
Joyce?
3933 is where they're at.
Yeah, I had the volume turned down for this one, so they left me behind. All right, I'll be QSYing over there. 6DX.
Thank you, John. And Joyce, you picking that up on the... SDR remote?
I'm getting it over the radio. I already checked in on it early. And I do have a question for Bill, if he's available.
He's available.
I would be interested in knowing how to go ahead, how to go about connecting via IRLP or Echolink, ever how Bill did it from Hawaii through Laughlin 14739. How he exactly went about doing that, how one would do it. If we're traveling, we could check into local nets.
Okay, well, there's probably a few ways to do that, but the one that I used was Echolink. I set up a node on my computer, which was connected to my radio, and I allowed only... There's permissions you can set, so I allowed only my call sign to connect to the node. And then you use the Echolink app. It has like a transmit and an end button, so you can talk through it and listen. And it works pretty well. There's also a few other programs like Ham Radio Deluxe that you can use to change the station on the radio from afar. And there's a few other programs to, you know, enhance the experience, but Echolink was the main one.
I understand that. Maybe at some future date you could go into that detail on a future Tuesday, on a future TechNet, and maybe learn how to do that. So anyway, that's what I was interested in. Just thought I'd throw it out there. KJ6CVS.
Well, that's really great, and I think it's a very interesting topic, and I will definitely do it. I would love to delve into that, so thank you very much.
Quick comment.
Go ahead, Rick.
I downloaded and installed the Echolink software, and I had it somewhat running, and then Bill informed me of one setting that I needed, and I'm pretty much good to go, although I still haven't exercised it the way Bill does.
Yeah, it's the proxy setting. When you first start it up, it'll go with some public proxy, which will have a lot of latency, and you'll not like it. But if you go online and type Echolink proxy, there's a large list of proxies, and you find one that's close to us that's not in use, you can type that in and get a nice fast connection. And you just do that before you leave for vacation, and it stays connected to that proxy, and you're good to go for the whole vacation.
Yeah, I think that alone, the Echolink and all of that is almost a full subject for us on one of the nights here in the near future, Bill. There is a lot of interest in that, and it's definitely one that we'll have to record out also. And, Bill, also, I need you to make arrangements with Joyce and Don to stop by her house for some time in the near future. And I had her bring up KPH SDR, and I'm just now learning about it and poking around with it myself, but you might be able to give her a lot more instruction than what I can, and help her maybe with a couple of the others further out. But due to her noise problem, this could be a workaround for her.
Yeah, I had the same thought. It might be a really good workaround, so I'm definitely down to do that. I'm pretty free, especially when it's raining, so I guess whenever works for Joyce, if you're still out there. I'm not sure if any time later this week or this weekend works for you, but I'm pretty much free anytime.
I am busy all day Saturday. Other than that, we are home whenever you're in Willits, KJ6CVS.
Okay, roger that. Well, I will get a phone number. Actually, I have your email, so I will just shoot you an email well before I roll up there, and we'll meet up. That sounds great.
Looks great for me as well.
Okay, well, thank you, and back to net control.
And Bill, see you for scans. County 13, walking. And lots of times she has brown on also. Questions, comments, check-ins to C-TechNet?
Okay, I'm
M60TF with a question. Go ahead.
I'm looking at picking up the FT Systems programming software and controls by Yaesu FT70D. But what I'm wondering is the software the software and I just need to buy a cable? Because I also have a couple other radios that I could program with it. But do I need to buy the software each time I buy the cable, or can I just buy the cable for each thing and just need to buy the software once?
I have no idea. Any help?
I do believe that each Yaesu radio, there's a few different models that have different layouts as far as the way the files are programmed. And so if you program with from one radio, it might not work with another radio. So getting the second software that's for that radio might be something you want to do.
Dang, not what I was looking for, but all well. Thank you very much for the answers. I appreciate it.
ID up, Bill.
Go ahead.
UID, please.
Oh, KM6WYE, my bad.
Just trying to keep it going here. Okay, I hope you folks see where we're trying to go with this. Maybe trying to bring my running of the TechNet out of the dark ages somewhat. But we'll still take on any other questions also. But try to bring in some of the newer stuff here. And I'm not familiar with it. Bill is, that's why I say Bill has graciously volunteered. And a few of the others are somewhat aware too. So it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a big learning experience for me. Kind of a kick in the butt to get on to some digital stuff. The SDR remote sites are kind of nice. I just have to get rid of an old computer that doesn't want to do some things at 12, 15 years old and get a new one, I guess. But we're going to enjoy, but we're going to try to keep up with the normal regular stuff too. So with that, questions, comments, check-ins, CC TechNet.
I did have one last comment for the last station.
Go ahead.
Actually, you know, you might want to check out the program Chirp. It came to my mind. Check that out. It might just work with all of your radios, and you can not have to buy this different software every time. So just check it out, and I think it has different radio options. So if your radio's in those options, it should work.
I've used Chirp in the past for my Baofengs, but for my Yaesu, it doesn't really work very well.
Comment KK6PZA, who's a Chirp user with his Yaesus. I have found it to be satisfactory in that if I take an image of the radio by radio, I can preserve certain settings. And the frequencies I can save as frequencies and the associated repeater settings can go out as a CSV file, be exported. And then with an image of a radio, I can eliminate, erase, delete all the existing frequencies and import the CSV file, and I'm good to go.
W6SQX.
Evening, John. Go ahead, and then it will go back to OTF.
Okay, well, one thing, there was a comment made about the Yaesu. Even Chirp warned you about Yaesus because they have to go into a clone mode first, and then you upload it to the computer, and you do it, you download it again, and then you have to save it to the radio. Have to actually execute the download the radio command. Whereas Kenwood, Icom, Baofeng, Wosheng, whatever, they're all live. You you change the chirp screen and the radio changes instantly for whatever you're doing. So that's sometimes a compilation with using chirp with Yaesu radios. Anyway, I'll back out. I got things to do. I've just heard on the sidelines. I'll back out. W6FQX.
GF, go ahead.
GF, I'll look at chirp. I've used it successfully, no problems with the various bow things that I programmed for myself and for other friends and SAR members, but it just wasn't really what I needed for my Yaesu. Anyways, I'll give it a double check. Thank you very much for the answers. I appreciate it.
Interesting, Ned. I'm learning some, but not remembering a whole lot. See, a lot of this stuff is new to me. I'm still a little bit on the old-fashioned side, I guess. Questions, comments, general check-ins, 2C TechNet? Okay, Bill, KM6WYE, what do you think is going to be the first subject up for next, what do you think is going to be the thing up for next week? WebSDR?
Yeah, absolutely. KM6WYE here. WebSDR would be a great subject to start out with. We could, you know, go over why it's really great to use, how you can use it, some of its advantages, why people 50 years ago would be pretty jealous that we have this ability now. But also, if we have time, we can go into satellites and how to talk to them, how to interact with them. Packet digipeding, all that fun stuff. So, I don't know. It sounds like a pretty fun subject to start with. Back to you.
Okay. The reason why I'm thinking longer, because you might be able to bring up, or remember, you got a better memory than I, kind of what you see on the control box on the SDR sites, much less where a few of them are, a lot of them in Europe, I see, but what the control box is and how you kind of meander through that control box when you're doing, working with the SDR, because it's a little confusing to me. I'm starting to catch on to it a little bit, because satellites we can get into and almost run a whole time session on too. We'll see how our timing goes and everything. Of course, we can always continue one of them later, but once again, these will be taped or recorded and put up, and we'll have those link pieces of information hopefully out in a week or so. Questions, comments, check-ins, 2C TechNet. Okay, anything you want to add in, Bill? It's near 7:43. We can run another 4 or 5 minutes there and then give everybody a break for the DigiNet.
Nah, just want to say thanks to everybody, and thanks for this awesome repeater system that's going countywide. Allows us to have these amazing communications and nets. And, thanks to you, Len, and the Willits Amateur Radio Society for having me and allowing us to share this information, because it's a lot of fun, and I really appreciate everybody's feedback and questions and comments. So it's going to be a fun time. Back to you.
Okay, so those of you that are out there, when you check into the other nets, I will announce it on countywide tomorrow, and we'll get some of this stuff out, so we can get it into the coast and into Lake County too, and maybe a couple of other places. But when you talk to some of the other hams in general, you might mention the 2C TechNet's got a little change in what we're going to do, and they may find it interesting. We'll probably start with a general check-in, see who we have out there for a lot of it, and then see if there's any little questions that we'll go in, but I think we're going to try to run a check-in first. But let the folks know, we're going to let them know via the W6MMM.club website, also on the WARS Facebook page. I'll let them know over the air. I'll do it on countywide in an announcement and what have you. It'd be nice to be able to get a few more in here and do it. With that, any last questions, comments, or check-ins?
6SHY with a question for Bill if he's still there.
Go ahead, SHY.
Bill, I looked on in my iPhone, typed in heaven above, and it came up Sky Live: iPhone. Is that, or I'm sorry, Sky Live: heaven above. Is that the right app?
Yes, I do believe that is it. It's in Android, it's only called Heavens Above, but I do believe that it is made by a company called SkyLive or something like that.
See anything, a quick glance, didn't see anything about space station tracking, but I will have a longer look. And thanks again, KM6SHY clear.
No problem. Hopefully it is the same app. If it is, it has a whole section on the ISS, and it has its own amateur radio section for amateur radio satellites. So it's kind of great if it's the same one.
We doubled. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying I hope it's the same one. And if it is, it has an ISS section by itself, and it has its own section for amateur radio satellites. So it's pretty great. Back to net control.
My comment was, if you stick around a little bit, Bill, and he doesn't find it, he can maybe question you again, or he can let you know that he found it.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be around. We're doing the DigiNet's coming up, so I'll be around.
Okay, and you might put Brown up, too, so that I can holler at you there if I think of something.
Absolutely. I can do that, no problem.
Okay, any other comments or questions or late check-ins, Tuesday TechNet?
JBK with a comment.
Go ahead, Alan.
Well, I heard the idea of slow scan and ISS. And I haven't really tracked slow scan. How long does a slow scan take versus how short is a pass for the ISS?
Well, the slow scan can take up to a minute, but the pass is usually 10 minutes long. If it's a good pass, it can be a little longer, a little shorter if it's a bad pass, but it can be a minute to get an image, maybe a little longer. I guess it depends on the mode, too. There's multiple modes. And just an announcement, there. The ISS is actually going to be doing another SSTV event in April. They're saying it's going to be around April 12th, but not 100% sure. Just go to ariss.org for updates, and then we can all decode some images from the ISS.
Well, I'm definitely hot for that. I can still remember my first contact with the ISS with a handy talkie standing in my yard. Amazing. What it tells you is antenna height really matters. WA6JBK.
That is amazing with an HT. Very nice. Love hearing stories like that. All right, well, back to net control.
Okay, WA6KLK, Tuesday TechNet. Questions, comments, general check-ins.
KJ6OUY.
Good evening, Lee. KJ6OUY, Little River. Go ahead.
Oh, I stayed awake long enough and got concentrated, so I'm really just checking in. God bless all of you. KJ6OUY, clear.
Okay. Thank you, Lee. Take care. Anybody? Okay. Well, when you come in next week, like I say, tell everybody else, have pencils and paper so you can write some stuff down, be it a question or a note for a comment or frequencies or something that he gives out. We'll have all the posting information, like I say, within a couple of weeks. So see how it all goes, find a place to post it, get the links in, then the links will be on W6MMM.club and on the WARS Facebook. We'll have them written down somewhere around here, too. With that, thank you, everybody, for being there, and we really appreciate it. We hope that next week and beyond will be much improved. Check that. And we'll still do the old stuff, too. Thank you, Bill, for coming in and volunteering to co-host and run these sessions. So, catch you all later. This is Len, WA6KLK, 2C TechNet. Good night. Catch you later.